Hey, what the hell is going on? You ever watch The Office, The American Office? They went for like a bunch of seasons.
Talking about the show that everybody watched a million times?
Yeah, did you ever see that one? There are probably too many episodes for you to have gotten into it. Or
it's
did you?
Kind of like Seinfeld, where you don't need them to build on each other. It's just like on and it's background noise show. At any moment, and you laugh or you don't.
There's one episode in particular where Jim, who looks at the camera, like normally he does the smirk or whatever, where it's so chaotic. Everything is crazy. Everything's standing on its head that he turns and he goes, what is going on? And he can't get over it. Can't figure out what's happening. That's me pretty much over the weekend. I mean, my head is spinning. I'm swimming. I don't even like we're supposed to come on and express opinions. We're supposed to have great conversations to entice people to continue listening and participate. Like, I don't even know where to start. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, today is one of those days where I'm a stick to sports guy. I believe in the old sticking to sports. You come here for steak, we cook you some steak. We try not to throw burritos or hot dogs at you.
I would love some steak right now.
At the steakhouse. But you can't stick to sports me today. I stay in my little area. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. You came into my area, okay? This is my little spot. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I push my glasses up on the bridge of my nose, and I clickety-clack on my laptop. And now you've decided, with all that space out there, to sit on my hands while I type. So there's not a lot I can do. So don't stick to sports me today. I'm going to be talking about the Commanders and their stadium and Terry McLaurin and the team's name. And there's just no way to... Occasionally, like, the two things just become the same thing. It melts into one.
Right.
You can't peel the politics and the sports out of this little... situation we got ourselves in here.
I mean, it's like an octopus. I mean, it's endless limbs, endless tangents, endless little branches on this tree. Unbelievable.
It's a wacky. So we'll start there. I mean, let's give our thoughts on this. So two comments yesterday from Donald Trump on the Commanders. The first on their name and then secondly on their stadium. So I guess, Danny, if you don't mind, as Trump.
Sure.
Reading from he's not on Twitter anymore. I don't think he's on some other place that he tweets his takes off. So go ahead and read his comment, if you would, the initial one where he said that they need to change their name.
The Washington whatever should change immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. This is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams with a storied past. Our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done.
So when I first saw that, and all the beat reporters doing their jobs correctly,
sure.
Posted what he said, and basically just threw something out there like, the president...
He weighs in on this thing.
Just weighed in on Washington's name. I was fine still because I said, you're not going to smoke me out with that one, guy. I don't have to deal with that very much. Because you can have a take on the name. He's not going to force them to change their name if Josh Harris doesn't want to change the name. There's not a whole lot more to this than Donald Trump wants the Commanders to be named the Redskins. And to that, I would say, me too. It ain't happening. Next, right? But then there was another one. See? And my whole, I don't have to really worry about this. I don't have to comment on this. I don't have to deal with this. This won't ruin my week. That all changed with the next comment from the President of the United States of America.
I may put a restriction on them if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders. I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable and the deal would be exciting for everyone. Cleveland should do the same with the Cleveland Indians, okay? Cleveland should. And the owner of the Cleveland baseball team, Matt Dolan, who is very political, has lost 3 elections in a row because of that ridiculous name change. What he doesn't understand is that if he changed the name back to the Cleveland Indians, he might actually win an election. Indians are being treated very unfairly. Make Indians great again. MIGA.
What did you say?
MIGA. MIGA.
Is that a thing?
It wasn't.
So I actually didn't know. A lot of people were tweeting me that. Now, I got to be honest. I stayed away from social media yesterday.
You did a little sprint.
You want to talk about a terrible place to be. I think sports takes get ugly.
Mm.
just go ahead and post what he said yesterday and say, as a fan of this team, I hate being caught in the middle of the political battle that's waging on, which is essentially what I said. I was called the enemy. I was told to eat a salad a couple hundred times. I mean, you know, well, I won't go there, but just know it was a cesspool yesterday on social media. Uh-huh. Okay, it was tough. So I missed out, but MEGA means Make Indians Great Again?
It would, to be very clear, because it's understandable, you're a big failure. You don't listen well. Make Indians Great Again is MEGA. We're looking for MEGA there, M-I-G-A, very much.
Cool. So, this is where we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Danny Ruey.
Here we go.
Grant Paulson.
Saddle up.
106.7 The Fan, Sports Talk Radio. Your nice little departure away from the big scary world out there. This is where we are now. So what do you think about this? I mean, I saw Eric Flack, who's going to be on with us at 3 o'clock, who's covering the stadium, who's covering the, I guess there's nothing to cover as far as the name, but now, as of yesterday, it's a story, again, that will not go away. He tweeted there are actually three ways that Trump could kill the RFK deal. Because I think a lot of people out there go, well, I mean, he's just saying this, but he can't actually do anything about it. No, in this case, there's actually plenty of ways that he could do something. Number one, an executive action could cancel the lease. Because the team, while they have been leased the land, I should say the city, I beg your pardon.
Right, the city has.
The city has been leased the land to build on in Washington, D.C. Think of this as renting a home.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord is still the federal government. So, for lack of a better phrase, the landlord is still Donald Trump. Okay, he could sign off on an executive action where they cancel your lease and say, bring the car back that you're renting from us. That house is no longer yours. We're kicking you out. Even though the lease has been signed off on, and we'll get some clarification from this on from members of the city council as we go. But Eric Flack says, number one, he could just have an executive action, cancel the lease, and now there's no DC deal to be done. It's over because Trump said so. Number two is the National Capital Planning Commission, which casts critical votes on construction projects, including RFK Stadium. He has appointed all of the people within the last few months to the National Capital Planning Commission. And generally, the way that works, again, not a politics guy, just playing one on the radio today, just a boy who likes football.
Mm.
They're probably going to do what he wants, which is one of the committees then that could put the kibosh on a stadium deal. And then we've got number three, according to Eric Flack, which is the Commission of the Fine Arts. Again, Trump has appointed the people to the Commission of the Fine Arts. And you know what they do? They review designs of all D.C. construction.
Isn't that wild?
To sign off on anything being built, essentially, other than homes, I would imagine. Maybe homes are part of it. I don't really know. But certainly on any federal land, they have to say, yeah, we like what that looks like. So when Mitch Rales and Josh Harris and whatever other people are involved in the blueprint come to them and say, hey, this is what we want to build, they could say, nah, can't build that. So there are ways for him to be a fly in the ointment here, to say the least. So I ask you, Danny, how damaging was yesterday?
Nothing has happened yet. But the idea that a window is open or a door is open, and I think of this very selfishly from my point of view, because this is about my sports fandom, right? This isn't like a matter of policy. And again, I'm with you guys in the sense that I hate the bad thing and like the good thing. I agree with you. But when it comes to resolutions that directly affect me as a sports fan, I don't want complication. It's already complicated. The federal government, the city of government, the federal city, the locals, the team, the lobbying, the council. This is already as complicated as anything in the world could be, right? I mean, this literally plays out like an episode or a season of Entourage, a bubblegum fun show that I used to watch on HBO, where pretty much every season was, all right, we got a movie. End of the first episode. Bad news, no movie. Start the next episode. If we solve this problem, we got a movie. We solved the problem. Now there's no movie. And that was the show. And it was fun, right? Because everyone was attractive and it was in LA and you'd have a bunch of celebrity cameos. And it was bubblegum over in 30 minutes. But the writing was lazy. This is lazy writing. See what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't feel real. This feels like a bad script that doesn't make any sense. In other words, whether you like the content of what the president is saying or not, you should not want more complication to this. You see what I'm saying? You don't need more obstacles. If your goal is a good stadium for the football team, it got more complicated. That to me is immediate. I have a button, good or bad. Smack that bad button. No, less complication. Figure it out without whatever this fourth dimension is, right?
It's funny because I think everyone always wants to put you in a box. Everyone's trying to figure out, like, what do you think? What side is this person on? If I could touch a button and they'd be called Redskins again, I would hit the button. Now, I would want to do some more due diligence to make sure that there are enough people in the Native American community that are either willing and wanting the name to be back or that are unbothered. If it is an issue, then we could have that conversation. But my reality has always been it's not going back. I don't know who else needs to weigh in on this. I don't know how many times we need to talk about this. I feel like we're blue in the face on this issue. It is what it is. Some guy's yelling at me like, I can't believe you don't want the name to be Redskins. Bro, I've moved on. It's not that I don't want to. This is what being a grown-up's about. Every now and then you lose, and you move on. And I think most people probably have. I lost. I wanted it to be Redskins. The reason it wasn't was mostly, I think, because Dan Snyder was an insufferable human being and people hated his guts. There were other reasons. It's not going back. But here we are, Danny, in July, late July of 2025, still talking about this. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much money I would have lost if you would have said 3 years ago, we're going to be talking about the name, and it's going to be essentially the hottest that it's been as a topic in years in late July of 2025. I say all that to say Josh Harris has spoken on this. Mitch Rales has public comments on this. They've all said the ship has sailed. They've all said they're not going back. Could that change if the president strong arms them or now says, hey, this is the time, let's change it? I guess it could. But until one of them comes out as owners publicly and says, we'd like to change it or that they're willing to change it, they're already on record. They've already spoken and said, Commanders is here to stay. Move on. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. I didn't take these comments initially yesterday as meaningful because I think it's just kind of what Trump does. I think he's just tweeting. He's just saying something that was on his mind. And then we all go crazy reacting to it for an extended period of time. In fact, some of his advisors have said this publicly in books and things that I've read where the philosophy is throw as much stuff out there as possible. You can't keep up with everything. And then you kind of pick and choose what you end up really making the thing that's going to be worthwhile to keep pushing forward, right? I just think that's what happened yesterday. I think the team, the fan base, you guys, unfortunately, you and I, Danny, we all kind of get caught up in the middle of the storm here, which was... This was just the thing he tweeted
right
about.
Usually it's a matter of policy that we're not talking about on the old radio program.
Exactly.
But this is where my favorite football team is going to play their home games. So all of a sudden, you have to scramble. You know what I mean? Like you simply have to react in some way or have to have an idea about it.
Both sides do this. He just said something to get some high fives and to throw some meat out to his base, basically. Should we prescribe a lot more meaning to it than that? I would say no. But I will say the Eric Flack tweet today is where I have pause, where I go, wait a second. This is worse than I thought.
Right.
If he decides, now I think he's forgotten he tweeted it and he's on to the next thing, but if he decides that he does not want this stadium deal to go through unless they change the name, in the same way, if you remember, the team couldn't get a stadium in D.C. until they changed the name before, if that's annoying, then welcome to my life because I'm stuck in political purgatory and political hell, where you're just being used as... you're like kids in a divorce. Mm-hmm. That's what it's like to be a fan of this team, basically. That my name, my stadium, it's all just two sides fighting, and I'm just in the middle running back and forth every 4 years, basically. But I kind of dismissed it. I was like, that's just theater. It's just a comment. I'm not going to think too much about it. But then you hear, actually, he could 100% stop this stadium deal from happening.
Right, as any president could.
Oh, boy.
There are means at their disposal to do things.
Yeah, but nobody would have... done that yesterday.
Well, yeah, post on the thing. But I mean, any president could say that this new building that we want to build or that people want to build, we're not doing that and use the Fine Arts Commission or whatever. I mean, the point is the relationship between the federal city and the federal government is always, there is oversight. There's always something else that can happen.
But Trump was at a press conference with the team with the Commander's helmet and Josh Harris shaking hands 6 weeks ago, after the federal government gave them the land and at no point brought up the name or had any issue. In fact, there was actually a press conference. off, you know, right outside of, I don't know if it was Air Force One or whatever, but you remember this. Mm-hmm. We played the audio where he was asked about the name. This was going back like a month ago. There was no ultimatum.
Right.
My point is, I don't think he cares that much about the name. I certainly don't think he cares that much about the stadium. But for whatever reason, yesterday at 2 o'clock or whatever it was, it became a very big deal to him. I'm just assuming this is not something that's actually going to be on his radar and that he cares a whole lot about. I think it was just...
I think it's a fair assumption.
He just tweeted, and now it's the biggest deal in the world to everybody that has to live with
it. To us little peons, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, the thing that I wonder is, what is the team thinking today? Like, what is Mark Klaus, who came from Campbell's Soup, just to try to get a stadium and a couple of sponsorships?
He wants to schedule a commercial with Donovan McNabb's mom today.
Like, do you think
he just wants to go back to Campbell's Soup?
He
so
misses
bad.
Chicken noodle right now. I mean, what is he supposed to be doing? I mean, it's already like, let's pretend the president never said a word. It's already, you're doing Matrix style dodging and shenanigans and time warping and all sorts of crap just to deal with the city council, right? Just to do that part of it. Just to try to lobby everybody, pressure everybody, get what you want, greasing every wheel. He's already done yeoman's work, and from the team too, all their hired lobbyists and consultants and whoever, to get the land, to get a unanimous 11th hour or midnight hour donating basically the land for free to use for the city government. Really valuable waterfront real estate to allow D.C. to do what they want with it, with the idea that it's going to be a stadium. That was a Hail Mary. Getting the council on board is damn near impossible. Getting everybody to agree to stuff. Then the actual deal itself that they hammered out with the mayor, duly elected, etc. All this stuff is incredibly complicated and why you earn a lot of money. Now you add in this layer, they're probably going, are you bleeping kidding me? We now have to have responses. We now have to share our views on this or not, or now we have to grease wheels at a whole other office. I mean, the endless amount of headaches that it's taken to get the thing that everybody wants, I can't imagine it. I mean, it's why, look at, listen, they're billionaires, they'll be fine, but my God, man.